What's going on, everyone?
Good morning.
What up?
Another steamer out there. I left the top off the Red Turtle. Shine, in Curtis's absence, what time is it going to rain? What time is it going to rain?
Yeah, it looks like it's going to rain today, Greg, but not until later in the afternoon. Okay. There's actually a flash flood warning in effect starting at 2 p.m. this afternoon.
All right. So I should be okay.
Yeah, you should be fine.
Yes. Okay. Would you trust Jackson in an emergency downpour with putting the T-tops back on the Jeep or no?
Is it like you hit
it's
a button?
Not that complicated.
Okay.
Well, you do have to hit buttons, and sometimes he's not so great at hitting the right button.
Yeah. In the rain, too. I'll go up.
In a panic situation?
You'll take care of it, Courtney?
Yeah.
Well, Red Sox did what they were supposed to do.
Yes, sir.
And beat up on the Rockies last night, 9-3 final at friendly Fenway Park. And a Roman candle was lit in the fifth inning last night, and his first home run at Fenway Park. So
can I also say Richard Fitz, what a cutie. Had a great outing, said he's going to take the lineup card, frame it for his man cave. Like, it's cute. It's nice to see MLB players still get excited about performing well and wanting to keep that as memorabilia.
Yeah. Well, when your ERA is 19.
Why do we have to be negative?
That's
he had
why
a good
you
wanna, outing.
You want to save that lineup card.
Yes.
But, yeah, I mean, if you can cobble together, there's no concern whatsoever about Garrett Crochet. And I guess no concern about Lucas Giolito.
But I don't have a concern over Brian Bale. I think you have three guys that...
And then you can cobble the rest together.
Yeah.
And not be in full panic mode when Dick Fitz is out there. Then maybe, the resurgence is underway and will continue.
That was a Wiggy Jinx right there. Brian Bayo today probably will put up a stinker.
I mean, he's been every outing. It feels like he goes six innings for the last seven or eight starts. So I think when you look, the bats are going.
Yep.
Your pitching is going. And if you continue to do that, it seems like they'll be right in a position come trade deadline where the expectation is you get some help.
The only concern I have is that the whispers about Jaren Duran are getting louder and louder and louder. And maybe I'm misjudging the affection that Red Sox fans feel for him, and maybe
yeah, I think you're misjudging it.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
I do not. I completely disagree with Wiggy.
Really?
So, yeah.
Yesterday, I don't know if it was Passan or whoever it was talking about maybe as many as 12 teams that have interest and that they have been reaching out. And is it going to be difficult for Craig Breslow to say no when you can look at the opportunity to not only improve in a position position you need to improve at this year, but also for next year? And so, I don't know.
Let me ask you this question. Would you want Duran or Anthony?
I would want Roman Anthony, I think, for the future.
Let me ask you another question. Sedan Rafaela or Duran?
It's a toss-up between those two guys in my mind.
See, I don't think so. I think Sedan Rafaela is a far better fielder.
One was an all-star last year.
Right, last year.
So, yeah, no, I understand that Duran is off a little bit this season. Yeah. But
and Rafael is hitting the cover off the ball right now. Yes. Three homers in three straight
one
games.
Sean, would you prefer Rafaela to Duran?
No, I mean, I think long-term, Duran is the better player, but you're also going to get a higher return for Duran. So if you're looking to flip a player for another starting pitcher or another, say, a big bat at first base, Duran's probably the guy that's going to get traded, especially the way Willier came back from his injury. Like I said, Sedan's tearing the cover off the ball. Mm-hmm. Plus, as Wiggy pointed out, one of the best defensive center fielders in the game right now. Duran just seems like the odd guy out, unfortunately.
Right. You have enough in the outfield where you got younger guys and you signed Rafaela to a very team-friendly deal for the next, 8 years. You want Roman Anthony up there. Willier Abreu's back off injury. He's been doing well. So I think when you start to look at value pieces that you can move to get pieces back to help your team, it's Duran.
603 text from New Hampshire, where we were last week for an incredible finish to the roadshow season. Red Sox would be stupid to trade Duran.
Yeah.
Would be really, really dumb at this point.
I don't think so.
According to that texter from New Hampshire. So
Yeah, I don't think so. I think when you start to look at where your team is and you need help, and if Durant could get you some pieces back, if Durant could get you, like Shime said, a bat to go to first base, another legitimate starting pitcher, you have enough guys that can get the job done.
You just have to give him the opportunity to redeem himself on that massive fumble over the weekend on that ball. I learned in Little League, Shime, you always go back on a ball. You never come up on a ball.
Always.
Ball hit to the outfield.
Mm-hmm.
It's back.
First step back.
Go back first.
Yep. Have her go right over you. But he's made a couple blunders in the outfield this year.
Yeah, but who on that team has not?
No, that's true. But you got guys that you are looking for the future for. And I think that's the biggest thing right now. Because if they really wanted Durant, and I don't know what his like contract situation, where he is, the whole, you know how baseball is. Just like I would think like with Sedan Rafaela or Christian Campbell, I feel like you could have got something done with him.
The we've got a club option for 2026. It was a 1-year contract for 2025 with Durant.
So if you really wanted him.
Yeah, he wanted them to redo his deal, and they did not redo his deal, correct?
Yes.
He wanted a long-term deal.
Yeah. Doesn't that tell you something right there?
$3.75 million for 2025, $100,000 buyout for the $8 million club option in 2026.
Doesn't that tell you everything you need to know? If they really felt like Durant was going to be a big part of this team moving forward.
But to Greg's point, who Jaron Duran was when the Red Sox made that deal is a different Jaron Duran than we have now when it comes to fans and the fans' feelings.
No, but I'm talking about when did he sign the deal?
It was the beginning
of this season?
Yeah.
Okay, so last year he had an unbelievable year. They knew who Jaron Duran was.
I'm saying heart-wise. Like Greg's talking about fandom surrounding Jaron Duran. The fandom surrounding Jaron Duran is through the roof right now when it comes to Red Sox fans. So
yeah, but if the fans care about winning, that's all it is. I mean, the fandom was through the roof for Devers, and then guess what? They shipped him out of here. The fandom could be through the roof.
Wiggy, weren't you just a couple weeks ago pleading with Craig Breslow to not trade Jaron Duran?
Yeah, I was. I was, but he looks like the odd man out. Doesn't he?
That is the legendary Wiggins flip-flop.
No, I wouldn't trade him.
Right in front of your eyes.
I wouldn't trade him.
Right. But you think they will.
Yeah, I think they're going to trade him.
Yeah.
All these roads lead to that.
Yeah. Here's a 508 text that says, if the Savannah Bananas can catch balls while doing backflips, why can't Jaron Duran catch a ball in the outfield?
Right.
It was amazing. We didn't get to it yesterday because of the lengthy tribute to the great Lyndon Byers on this show, but it's amazing how many people went to Fenway Park to see the Savannah Bananas over the weekend.
Oh my God, I would have gone.
You would have gone.
Yeah, like I think the Savannah Bananas are so cool. It's I mean, people rave about it, seeing it in person. So yeah.
The Harlem Globetrotters of baseball. Yeah.
They do the All American Rejects played there instead of playing at the Dive for us, Shime.
I'm kind of pissed about it. What happened to the backyard shows? Why are we doing it at Fenway?
That's a failure on your part. Well, they did Fenway, and then they went over and did Lansdowne Pub, I think.
Okay. So double dip.
Honestly, they do a really good job. Yeah. I mean, they got Brock Holt out there. They got Matt Barnes out there.
Doug Flutie.
Bill Lee.
Yeah. The spaceman.
Bill Lee at 78 years old.
Still
is
going.
Able to throw a much better ball than you or I.
Oh, yeah.
From the mound at Fenway Park.
Still throwing strikes.
So, yeah. But they do a pretty good job with it. All right. Well, we have a lot to get to on today's show, including our leads, which we will begin in about 10 minutes, 10 or 15 minutes or so. They said it coming up at 7:20 this morning, and we will discuss who Patrick Mahomes is leaning on for some mentoring help when it comes to getting back to winning a Super Bowl, and it starts with G. And it ends with oat. So we'll get to that during They Said It a little bit later on this morning. And then the news with Courtney coming up at 7:45 on today's show. And that includes an incident of Pokemon collector line cutting rage, which led to violence in California, Shime.
Big boy violence, too.
Yeah.
big boy vibe?
Yeah, like not just
like
a little
big boy
like,
on big boy or yes. like.
Well, I'm just saying, like, it wasn't a slap across the face. It was. Yeah.
No. And it wasn't somebody who was using a lightsaber. Because that would be crossing the nerd streams.
Well, yeah, then somebody would have gotten cut right in half, you know?
You never want to cross the nerd stream. No. So that will be a part of the news a little bit later on this morning. And as always, we are asking for your input this morning in the form of a voice note on any topic, one that we have discussed, one that we haven't discussed, whatever is on your mind, leave it as a Hill note on the Odyssey app, and you will see the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Click on that, speak to your heart's content, and we will play the best Hill notes back on this show at about 9:20 this morning. And speaking of the Odyssey app, that is yet another way that you can listen to this show, and you can listen to it at your convenience. So if you want to start listening at 10 when we are done on the radio, then you can do that. If you want to start listening at 2, you want to listen at night, whatever. And you can listen from virtually anywhere in the continental U.S. on the Odyssey app as well. And can watch this show on Twitch or on YouTube. And good morning and hello to those of you who are up early and watching. And this show on Twitch is presented by Springer's Jewelers, and they are in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And if you're in the market for a diamond and you haven't gone to see my friends at Springer's, then what are you doing? Get up there and see them. Not only will they sell you a new diamond for less, but they will teach you everything you know you need to know about how to buy them at springersjewelers.com. And to get us started this morning, here is Courtney with what is trending.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by Jackson Lumber. The Sox take the first against the Rockies, 9-3, the final. Roman Anthony had his first Fenway Park homer, while Richard Fitz went 5 2/3, giving up 2 runs on 5 hits while striking out 6. Now, Skater Girl Sherry in Twitch had a good point. Is Curtis the problem with the Red Sox?
You mean he is gone, and they start to perform.
Correct.
I am praying that when he finally arrives back here, after his complete and utter abuse of the flex time policy, the Red Sox are smack dab in the middle of it, Wiggy. There will be nothing better than that in another week if he gets back and they are making a solid run for it.
He'll find some way to blame the front office, though.
It's not that, honestly, it's not that far out of the realm of possibility.
I mean,
you complete the sweep here.
Yep.
And then you split the next series, and you are right in it.
Yeah. Sam Kennedy told us that last week, so he was on to something.
Yes.
The Sox have another with the Rockies at Fenway tonight, 7:10 first pitch, with Brian Baio getting the start. Will Fleming and Brooksy on the call right here on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Join Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Over to the NBA, the Clippers, Jazz, and Heat agreed to a trade yesterday that sends Norman Powell to Miami, John Collins to the Lakers, and Kevin Love, Kyle Anderson in a 2027 Clippers second rounder to the Utah Jazz. And Drake May and the Pats aren't waiting for training camp to build some chemistry. May, Josh Dobbs, Ramondre Stevenson, Stephon Diggs, Kendrick Bourne, Kyle Williams, DeMario Douglas, Jalen Polk, and Hunter Henry all got together to work out yesterday.
Uh-huh.
There's a nice photo of all of them on the field on Twitch and YouTube for your viewing experience. So
I like to see.
Yes.
Was Steph Diggs in his feels over the breakup or what?
I don't know. There's nothing better, I've heard, than getting with your boys after a breakup.
That's true, Courtney.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where you want to be.
What do they say? Get over somebody by getting under somebody?
Well, that's a bit different than what we're seeing here.
But instead, he got under a back shoulder fade. That's what he was doing.
All right.
You know how we feel about bros over you-know-whats.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
Honestly, I think it's good that distraction is gone, if it actually is.
I think they'll be back.
It seems like he cheated on her.
Yeah, that's kind of what
the word on the streets.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. He had a Murata right there. I don't know what he was doing.
What do you mean?
Hey, Adam, a good one. Cardi B. Yeah.
I can have whoever he wants.
Cardi B is pretty up there for having whoever you want.
I don't know if you can get above Cardi B.
Well, you know what I always say? Show me the hottest looking woman in the world, and I will show you a man who is tired of you-know-whatting her. And unfortunately, it happens. All right.
All right. Contractors, builders, and homeowners, visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. And just letting you know, that works both ways.
Really?
Yeah, no doubt.
Have you ever heard of Tom Brady?
Yeah. Oh, you know what Cardi B's going to do now.
What happened to him?
Are you saying that Giselle was tired of making love to Tom Brady?
I'm saying shame on her.
Yeah, she stepped out.
So
I guess you're right about that.
Terrible.
What about, has it ever happened to Liam Hemsworth? Helmsworth, whatever his name is.
Is that Chris's brother?
I believe that Miley Cyrus, there was some infidelity there on both sides, I believe. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
What is wrong with people?
Anything's possible. What's wrong with people? Like, you don't know anybody who's ever cheated?
Now, do you think that Cardi B will stay in the athlete realm?
Or
do you think she'll go rapper or actor or regular Joe?
No, I think Cardi B, like knowing Cardi B, Steph Diggs, she'll go next level. So she'll elevate like she did when
Justin Jefferson or something
like that? Yeah, she'll go, I don't know, Miles Garrett or something. She'll step to a whole nother level.
Well, that's what's trending. Up next, we'll have our leads.